We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
23 minutes until 3 o'clock here in Pittsburgh. We are delighted to be joined by Troy Hooper, who is a CEO involved in many different facets of the restaurant business, including asset management, including franchising, also helping others to grow their businesses. And, oh, by the way, they operate restaurants as well. Troy, it is great to have you on the program today. Welcome to KDKA.
Hey, thanks for having me, Rick. Glad to be here.
Restaurants have been faced with so many challenges as of late, and we're going to talk to Carrie Luxem coming up at the top of the hour about the HR issues of staffing and things like that. But I want to bring you in because you deal with helping restaurants run their businesses more efficiently, helping them to make some decisions, what their assets are and things like that. With rising costs for food, and everybody knows what's going on with eggs, right? I mean, how do you make a decision about, well, we're just going to have to cut back on something else because we can't raise our prices on our menu because we have to then print more menus. And if we do that, it's going to cost us more money than what we're going to. I mean, do you see what I'm saying? I mean, how do you prioritize? How do you help people make those hard decisions?
Well, the first thing we do is we require them to remain calm and don't react to hyperinflationary pressures in the market, right? So we see this very cyclically, and we're used to it from that perspective. But these ultra high moments of eggs being 2 to 3 times, you know, we had the big run on chicken in 2020 and 2021 in the pandemic. Everybody ate chicken wings, and the price, you know, we ran out of chicken wings literally, and the price went skyrocketing there because of demand. So there's always different reasons for the pressures and changes. We ask them to always remain calm. The strategy is to have a strategy, is to have a plan, have a pricing structure and a menu engineering strategy that makes sense for your business and stick to it, right? The idea is not to react to every change in the market because your consumer will kind of get whiplash whether you're changing prices or changing items on your menu, changing the quality of the items, possibly even changing the portion sizing. These are all tactics that we've seen in the past that usually have a more negative effect in your relationship with the customer than they do have a positive effect to your bottom line. So you're right. Most restaurants are just taking it in the gut. They're taking the punch and hopefully getting smarter about their buying, paying more attention to what they're buying, what they're paying for, how much they're buying at a time, who they're buying it from, but also really thinking about their menu. How, you know, is their menu as efficient as it can be? Does it have what the consumer really wants? And can they take some things off that the consumer is not as excited about to make it a more efficient operation? So that's kind of how we start thinking about it and the basis for the conversation to help operators, stay in their lane and not get derailed by these really rare and really intense moments of unique price structure changes that are happening to them.
When you say menu efficiency, is that simply a matter of paying attention to how many times does somebody order this particular meal as opposed to that one? If we want to have five different chicken dishes on the menu, do we have to have seven? I mean, do I understand that right?
Yeah, so basically, exactly. We find in, you know, most independent and small chain operators, let's not talk about Cheesecake Factory, 290 items on the menu. The reality is most menus have too many items on them. So what does that mean? We have too many ingredients in the storage, you know, in our refrigeration and in our dry storage. We're spending a lot of time prepping ingredients that we might sell two or three or 12 of in a day as compared to our top five items where we might sell 30, 50, 100 of those items in a day. And so the question is if you were to take that item, those low performing items off, what efficiencies are you adding to your business? Reduced labor and preparation, reduced cooking labor, reduced waste in product that you create that nobody buys, confusion and dilution of your customers' choices. So very often more choices is a problem compared to less choices. And that's why we see some of these emerging concepts like these Nashville hot chicken style concepts that have, you know, anywhere from 3 to 9 menu items total, from Dave's Hot Chicken or Houston's Hot Chicken or Hattie B's, these kinds of concepts. You know, that's sort of an extreme example of what I'm talking about being hyper efficient with your menu. That's very niche. But for the average operator, it's really about thinking about what am I buying? What am I making? Who's buying it? When are they buying? Are they buying enough of it to have me keep making more of it? Or should I pare this down? Should I get a little bit more efficient in my overall operation and what I'm offering?
So, Troy, you're talking about making decisions that, and not panicking, right? I mean, and making sure that you assess the situation before you make a change. How long should that be? Should that be a quarter? Should that be a year? I mean, the reality is for new businesses, that first year or two is so hard just to get through it. You don't want to wait too long or you're out of business, right? I mean, how long is the right amount of time?
Yeah, you know, this is something we talk to our operators about. You know, you're really focused on this on a monthly basis as a newer, smaller operator who has a lot of other things to deal with. You know, the big guys are looking at some of this stuff by the hour, by the day, you know, et cetera. We try to get operators to go from an occasional review, annual review, semi-annual review with their accountant. We try to get them down to a monthly sort of what we call a status or a flash report on a monthly basis. Ultimately, we want to get them down to looking at these things on a weekly basis. You really, really have to understand that every time you place an order with your purveyors that provide you your products, they're changing their prices daily, right? If not,
oh, yeah, right.
In
some
cases. Yep. So we got to get you as the operator paying attention to your prices coming in, you know, costs coming in and your prices going out a little more often. So we start them off going from never to occasional to down to at least monthly. Ultimately, we really want most of our restaurant partners really focused on a weekly analysis. And by the way, technology has really advanced in the last 3 to 4 years, especially during the pandemic. We saw tremendous investments and advancements. And so now much of this stuff is automated for you. You can set up these reports, set up these systems. They're all interconnected now. And so what we're spending a lot of time doing is getting operators modernized, getting these systems in place, so that it is less, you know, manual of a process, less subjective of a process, but far more automated and provided. The information is provided to them, and all they have to do is make a decision on the analytics given to them. So there's a big shift in the restaurant industry right now to modernize and update and adopt technologies that will make them more efficient, a lot smarter, and more nimble to do this a lot more often than they ever have.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We think about the golden rule that the person who has the gold makes the rules, right? So who then is in charge? Is it the restaurant operator because they've got the cash and they want to buy the product? Or is it the supplier saying, this is what we're going to charge? And if you're the operator, how do you push back against price increases? It seemed to every time you turn around, there's another one coming down.
You hit the nail right on the head. We have always essentially, if you have less than 20 or so, 15 or 20 locations, you have been completely beholden to the supplier. The supplier is the God that controls all things in your life, and you've had to suck it up or react to it in some way, shape, or form for history. Yeah. What we're seeing now, obviously, as suppliers took a big hit in the pandemic, as they did things that may have really harmed their clients, the small clients particularly, there's a lot more leverage on the buying power of the operator. So we're seeing a lot more aggressive conversation. A lot smaller organizations are able to negotiate, and we saw a lot of new suppliers pop up, small boutique suppliers pop up to sort of fill in the gaps where the big suppliers kind of screwed us over in a way in some cases. So We're seeing a lot of movement towards group purchasing organizations and cooperatives where groups are getting together and consolidating their buying power and leveraging that in negotiations. So it still is the supplier, but we're still really beholden to the supplier. But the suppliers now understand that that we're a lot smarter. We know our numbers a lot better than we ever have. We are paying attention in places where we may not have as we should have. And now we're coming back and pushing back. And so we are seeing a lot more, negotiating power being leveraged in that relationship.
Dan, this has been really, really wonderful. It's obvious that you could talk about this for months, and we're just trying to drink out of a fire hose right now from your knowledge that is out there. So thank you so much for getting the conversation started for us today on KDK. It's great to have you on the program, and I'd love to have you back.
Thanks, Rick. Love to do it anytime.
All right, good stuff.
Thanks for bringing up the topic and sharing it.
Excellent. Troy Hooper joining us, CEO. And again, the group is called Kiwi Restaurant Partners. Yes, they're dealing with franchisees. They're helping restaurants. They also own and operate restaurants. Gives you an idea of some of the issues, some of the things that they are faced with right now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.